Hello everyone, this is Vidyapati Purushottaman broadcasting from China. Today is Monday review. We will focus on China's parliamentary session that took place on March 10, 2024. China's parliamentary session, comprised of the National People's Congress (NPC) and the 14th Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Congress. The gathering of 2,960 parliamentarians and 2,200 political advisers, the session addressed various government aspects, focusing on Premier's annual government work report. This annual event provides a platform for discussing critical national issues and presenting government plans, offering insights into China's policy direction and priorities. The national general public budget's revenue was 21.67 trillion yuan, which is up 6.4% from 2022, and representing 99.8% of the planned amount. The Chinese government's work report for 2024 highlighted maintaining a deficit to GDP ratio of 3%, thus focusing on a GDP growth target of approximately 5% and creating over 12 million urban jobs. The special purpose bonds worth 3.9 trillion yuan for local governments are launching ultra-long special treasury bonds. Innovatives such as AI+ and disruptive technology research aim to enhance innovation, while a year-long program seeks to stimulate consumption. The government plans to invest 700 billion yuan from the central budget to expand domestic demand and ensure national treatment for foreign-funded enterprises. Efforts toward joining the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Higher Standard Opening Up are emphasized. Discussions encompass new legislation and grievance from different government sectors. The discussion centered on the housing crisis and deflation, with officials acknowledging the need for reforms. Major key developmental plans and observations based on the parliamentary sessions 2024 are as follows. Firstly, emphasis was placed on industrial support and investment in advanced technologies like AI and electric vehicles to drive economic recovery. China's social development plan focuses on accelerating the development of science and technology infrastructure clusters to foster original innovation. China's Science and Technology Innovation 2030 agenda involves artificial intelligence, quantum information, brain science, and bio-breeding technology in agriculture. Premier Li Qiang unveils the AI+ initiative, aiming to integrate AI across all economic sectors. China's strategy involves creating a unified computing system and prioritizing data development to support AI adoption. This provocative approach contrasts with Western regulatory concerns, reflecting China's emphasis on innovation-driven growth. The government's focus on its commitment to enhancing productivity and competitiveness, positioning China as a leader in AI adoption and innovation. This approach highlights the importance of embracing AI for global competitiveness and economic growth. Secondly, it prioritizes sectors like solar cells, lithium, and new energy vehicles, aligning with China's push for self-sufficient in high-tech areas. However, it raises concerns about how China's focusing on self-sufficient in high-tech areas will affect its international trade relations. Its energy-related goals, including reducing energy consumption per unit of GDP, were outlined, with potential implications for climate targets and domestic innovation. The session reaffirmed China's policy direction, signaling continuity in crucial areas while raising questions about power dynamics and decision-making process. Thirdly, China is gearing up to confront future pandemics, including the potential threat of Disease X, as the World Health Organization warned. Wang Hesheng, chief of the National Disease Control and Prevention Administration, outlined China's commitment to public health and its success in preventing transmission through various means. Therefore, President Xi Jinping's consolidation of power and party control were evident, impacting domestic and international affairs. In focus, China takes measures to mitigate risks in property and financial sectors, advanced the energy revolution, opposed Taiwan independence, and uphold international fairness and justice are underscored. Notably, a significant 7.2% increase in defense spending reflected President Xi Jinping's priorities with reaffirmed commitments to Taiwan's unification. China's 2024 parliamentary session offered insights into the country's trajectory, highlighting economic challenges, security priorities, and sustainability goals. While stability characterized much of the discussions, underlying shifts in power dynamics warrant careful observation. The session's implications extend beyond China's borders, shaping the global geopolitical landscape. The Western countries and the United States observe that centralization around President Xi Jinping may affect investor confidence, policy implementation, and societal dynamics, influencing China's role in global governance and international relations. In this situation, Premier Li Qiang cancelling the premier's press conferences after 30 years of tradition raises concerns about increasing opacity in China's political system, promoting businesses to maintain diverse allies. With the Communist Party and Chinese President Xi Jinping firmly in control, decision-making processes may become more opaque, impacting business engagement strategies. China's focus on economic stability, technology-driven growth, and self-sufficiency highlights its long-term objectives. Still, the US perceives that the vague solutions to financial and real estate risks raise investors' concerns. The government's proactive stance on addressing demographic challenges and foreign investor relations underscores its broader policy agenda. Majorly, according to the present stance of the United States, China's assertive international strategy, including opposition of external interference in Taiwan, reflects ongoing geopolitical tensions with its bordering countries. That is all for today. Stay tuned with China News Analysis daily newsletter in LinkedIn. This is Vidyapati Purushottaman, broadcasting from China.